So this is a three-part masterclass. So today, what we're going to be doing is we're going to go over seven different levels of financial power. And we're going to talk about the difference between like power in yourself and then power, like external power, internal power, external power. So I want to give you the framework like that I work with in my clients is kind of like assessing where people are and their levels of personal financial power. And then basically all of my experience that I've taken to learn how to get people to ascend from dependency to independency as fast and efficiently as possible. So today what we're going to be talking about is the seven levels of financial power. So I have been working with clients over the course, I've been working with clients on money for since 2013. I started selling stocks and bonds and mutual funds. And if you've been following me for a minute, you've probably heard some of my story around understanding that for most people, they were not coming to see me saying, "Brie, please, I have so much extra money. Help me pick out the best mutual funds." They were like, "Brie, I've had this credit card debt for a long time, or my student loans are out of control, or I make a lot of money and I feel like I never have control over my money." And so as I started understanding money, I started incorporating money, mindset, habits, emotional intelligence into the service that I provide for my clients. And in the more I've done my own work, my own like personal development, my own stuff, the more I realize that there's personal power has a lot to do with the amount of money that you can hold and that can be in your life. Financial power is one of a few aspects of personal power. It's not the only one. It's certainly not the most important one, but you're going to see like a correlation between the two. And so this is when I'm working with clients, generally, like when I talk to somebody for the first time, I'm generally kind of seeing where they are on their journey. So if this was a pyramid, the picture for this is like a pyramid. So as you're imagining this, you want to do it. Now, before we get into the content, I do want to say that this isn't perfectly linear. There are behaviors that you can have at level four, even though most of your life might be in level one. You know, money's got a lot of facets. We have spending, earning, managing, investing, saving, giving, receiving. There's all these different facets to it. And so that has to be taken into consideration. So as you do this, it's not always so clear as like, oh, I'm definitely in level one, or I have level, you know, sometimes it's a little bit nuanced. But as we get into it, I think you're going to be able to very clearly see kind of where you are in your journey and where it is that you want to go to. So let's just get into it. All right. So financial power basically runs in one of two ways. We have to have a certain level of internal power, and then we literally will be able to do it in the external world. So the seven levels, you kind of want to think about it like level one is an internal, it's internal mastery. Level two is going to be a practical. Level three is going to be internal. Level four is going to be practical. So level one is the level of dependency. So clients in dependency, sometimes they're dependent on their credit cards. They don't have enough money in their current like life, so they're pulling from credit. Sometimes I'll see that dependency, even like depending on parents, depending on a trust fund, depending on welfare. There's a lot of different ways that you could be at level one. And I want to also explain, this is not about income. I've had clients in level one that are making a lot of money and clients who are not making a lot of money. Either way, this is more about your relationship with money. It's not like a certain amount of money income is going to guarantee, going to put you into these higher levels. It's just not the way it works. So if you were to have like an emotional state around level one, it's going to feel like survival mode. If any of you have ever had the emotional experience of being in survival mode, if you wanted to go ahead and describe that in the comments, so that way we know we're on the same page. But I'll tell you, for me, survival mode, it's a very panicky feeling. Like I could feel it in my chest. It feels very stressful. It feels like exhausting. Like you can't get ahead. Like there's never enough time. And this is where a lot of people live in regards to their money. And again, I'd want to stress that this has nothing to do with how much money you make. I've talked with a lot of people making a lot of money who really feel like their need is bigger than what they have. And no matter how much money you make, that still feels like poverty. This is it. And when you're in survival mode, it's like you're only managing like what exactly needs to be done today. Like you will step on your own toes tomorrow, but it's like with the actions that you take today is kind of like, so scarcity does some really interesting things to your brain. So scarcity is an amygdala response, which means it's a fight or flight response. So your brain sees scarcity as a fear of starvation. So when you're running out of cash flow, your brain is telling your body like, dude, she might starve. She might starve today. There's not enough money. And the whole thing. So when you're in scarcity of that nature, there's a few things that happen to you where you lose a lot of your longer term thinking abilities because the urgency is right now. So it gives you like a tunnel effect. Right. Let me know if you've ever felt like you've been in a scarcity tunnel. Yes. Like it's, And somebody says like time is rushing by. So that's basically like what it is. And when you're in that mode, all you want is to be out of that mode. And so sometimes what we do is instead of being able to deal with the situation, we will borrow, which actually makes it worse for the future self. But in today, you're like, I can immediately solve this problem by borrowing money. You know, people in survival mode have like a catastrophe cluster kind of thing where it just feels like you can't get ahead. Every time you feel like you could breathe, the world comes and gives you all a smack in the face. Like that's the level of dependency. And so the thing is, at this level, you have to have an internal mastery. This is the level of decisions. This is the level of I'm not doing this anymore. This is the level of my life is changing. Like I'm switching things up. I'm not doing this anymore. So a lot of times what ends up happening when you try to get level two is the level of cash flow mastery. When you try to do level of cash flow mastery before you've decided to change your life, what ends up happening is you don't stick to it long enough to actually get the changes. Because most of us have a money mindset we have a poor money mindset. Most of us have a mindset around money. We have an emotional conditioning around money where money's stressful, money's hard, money's bad, evil. Like there's the varieties of bad money mindset or poor money mindset are available. I mean, they're vast. So the power to decide is real, like on an internal level, that's the thing that needs to happen. If you're feeling like you're in level one, that's like the main thing to move through is the power to decide that this isn't going to be your life anymore. Once you've made that decision, you start to understand focus because we have three primary resources in our life, our time, money, and mental energy. And you can turn time, money, and mental energy into any single thing in the world. You could turn it into a college degree or a drug ring, like whatever you want. You can make time, money, and mental energy like your three primary resources, like your three primary colors. So most of the time, if you're in the state of dependency, your money's all over the place, but your time is all over the place and your mental energy is all over the place. And you feel stretched too thin in all the areas of your life. At this level, when we're working with clients, like if we're in their transactions, we're starting to look at like, what are you buying besides the thing you're buying? You know what I mean? Like, so if I'm buying a sandwich, am I buying just the sandwich or am I buying the sandwich and am I buying the time that I should have spent in the morning to make a sandwich, but I didn't have the time, so now I'm buying the sandwich. You start to look and see what else you're buying, because a lot of times when you're in this state, you use money to plug holes in your life, either time holes, mental energy holes. Sometimes we even have emotional holes. And when you're in a state of feeling in scarcity for so long, sometimes you just need a break. You need a reprieve, and you'll do things that are in the short term you feel like you need to do, but in the long term you are actually costing yourself future success. So on a power level, it's the power to decide. And then on a practical level at level one, it's learning to see your resources, your time, your money, your energy, and starting to call those things back. But that's basically like how to master level one. So it's deciding like, this is not my life anymore. This is not how I live. This is not what I do. This is not who I am anymore. Not one more day am I broke. You know what I mean? And then like the action steps around that are going to be calling in those other resources. So getting your money, getting your time, getting your mental energy. And then also if there's any like major emotional leaks, that's the time to start to look for those things. Level two is the level of mastering cash flow. Right? So this is money in, money out. This is where you start to look at your money like a tool. So if you've been in my world for a while, this is the place where you start to learn the invisible system to stop bleeding money and start stacking cash. So what this means is money's no longer like your limiting factor. Like you're saying, all right, to yourself, like, this is the life that I want. You decide that in level one. And then you start to make your money do the things that it will need to do to be in the places that it will need to be to get the life that you want. So in general, what we do is we want to start savings habits because savings habits build a financial strength. So there's three: planting, preparing, pleasure. If you have those three different savings habits, and they're different, and I'll briefly explain the nuances, that's where you have all the areas of your life kind of covered. So planting is money that that's money that's going to work for you. It's money that you're going to set aside for the future. It's retirement. You're going to buy a piece of real estate. You're going to invest in your business, whatever that means for you. Preparing is, I call it working capital. And this is the money that you need to set aside to be prepared, you know, for the year. So you look, do I have family obligations? Are there foreseeable disasters? Is my car getting old? Do I have maintenance to do? You know, you start looking at your irregular expenses that you know are coming. They're just not like a monthly bill. You start totaling up all the self-care that you need to do over the course of a year. Like how often are you buying clothes? How often are you, you know, getting a massage or whatever? You start to total that up. And then you start to set money aside for it, because being prepared, it gets you out of that dependency level, because it gets you out of survival mode. When you have money, things that would have been an emergency are just like, oh, I need tires. I just go to the tire place, I get tires. When you don't have money, getting tires is an emergency. It's incredibly stressful, right? So this is the difference. When you start to have money, your financial stress goes down. You get out of survival mode. And it's not exactly perfect. A lot of times clients have to start the invisible system and they're not fully funding everything. Not everybody's, you know, they may find, oh, I actually need to make money, which takes us to level three, but we're not all the way there yet. So this is the level where you start to put systems in place. You start thinking about your money. And the thing that's so important at level two is that as you get your money together, it cannot be at the expense of your time or your mental energy. So let's just say, for example, I give you a budget plan that requires you to go to three different grocery stores or spend 5 hours clipping coupons or track things in a spreadsheet and on an app in your phone. Now, in order to get your money together, we have a high expenditure in time or mental energy. It's a recipe for disaster. And so what I teach clients is to set up systems to get a bill payment system, so we know what bills are getting paid on what days, and we set it up in advance so that way it's done. We start to systemize savings. We start to systemize like the manual spendings of these things. And what that does is it helps you to stay on track, but it also helps to start to trust yourself with your decisions in advance. That's really it. So people think, you know, all the time, there's two main financial goals that really people want. They tell me, I want financial freedom or I want financial security. And the thing is both of those come after you have financial confidence. You cannot have freedom if you don't know how to work your money like a tool. You can't. It doesn't work. And the same thing for security. If you're not confident, if you don't trust yourself with your money, there's a 0% chance you're going to have financial security. And I've talked to people that have trust funds who feel financially insecure because they don't know how to work their money. They don't know how to use it like a tool. And so no matter how much you have, no matter if it comes every month, you can always spend more than you have. That option is available all the way up the income ladder. No matter how much money you make, you can always buy more than what you have. So that's part of it, right? It's like you can always spend the bigger money than you have. So once you're managing, like having systems in place helps you to learn to trust yourself. It helps you to learn to say, no, I have this in place. I've thought about this. This makes sense. This is the way this is going to happen. And that frees up mental energy. All right. So I don't trust myself because I have no confidence in my ability to manage my family's money. Yeah. So when you don't trust yourself, with money, you will do super strange things with your money. You'll get rid of it, is really what it comes down to. I'll tell you one time I had a client who was a stay-at-home mom. she their financial situation was super heavily in debt, and he would get a bonus every, every year, whatever. And they came to see me, and she had spent the entire bonus getting 2 months ahead on their bills because she didn't trust herself with the money. And so she was so worried that she was going to screw it up that she screwed it up. Like, what she did didn't make sense. It was because she didn't trust herself with her money. So having the money felt so bad for her. It's why you need, I mean, you need a system in place for this. All right. So at level two, the shift that you want to make on your internal level is using money like a tool. It's your money works for you. Can you imagine? Like, money is the most infinite tool in the world. You can use it to buy time, other people's time, your own time. You could use it to buy energy. You could use it to buy information. You could use it to buy pens. You can trade it for anything. And most people don't see it like a tool. They see it like a goal. Can you imagine if you were talking to a carpenter and talking to this person who would love to build beautiful things, and their goal was to have tools, and you say, well, why? Not for anything in particular. I just want to have the tools. You want to have a planer or a joiner or whatever just to have it? You weren't planning on using it? Sounds weird, right? An auto mechanic saying, oh, I have those tools in my toolbox, but we don't use those. Or having their goal be to have tools instead of fixed cars, right? Like, it wouldn't make sense. Our money is just the tools. It's just what we're going to use to create the life that we want. But when you have money as a goal, it's never enough because you're using it wrong. That's really it. So the shift that you start to make for yourself at level two is starting to see money as money helps me create the life that I want. That's the internal, that's a mindset shift. And then on the practical level, it's setting up the systems. So the thing is learning to save money is a skill. It takes a little bit of time and you have to feel good about it. Most of us don't know how to have money. You know, money comes in, money goes right back out. And this is especially true if you grew up in poverty or if you grew up in really lower middle class circumstances, because that's the pattern that you learn. When there's not enough, the money comes in, it goes right back out. Money comes in, it goes right back out. And so having money might be a shift for you. It might be something that you have to learn to practice. So that takes us to level two wrap up is you're going to start to see your money like a tool to help you get to your goals. It's a means goal, not an end goal. Like, money itself should never, never be your goal. Like, if you're going to use your money to renovate your kitchen, renovating the kitchen should be the goal. Money should be a means goal. Like, you have to have this amount of dollars to be able to do it. But as you set your goals, you always want it attached to the thing that you want. You always want your money goal attached to the thing that you want. If you want money in a bank account, you have to generally know why. Even if it's just an opportunity fund, you don't need to know the specific opportunity, but you know that you're setting your money aside for an opportunity. So your money is the tool to create the life. So that's the internal shift that you're going to make at level two. External is going to be setting up systems, saving the money, practicing the things, getting your cash flow managed. That's level two. Level three is where we start in earnings. Earning to your full capacity is part of a financial journey because most of us, especially if you're in the under-earning, most of us don't earn to our full capacity. And there's a lot of reasons why. Sometimes we don't give to our full capacity. Sometimes we're in jobs that are easy for us. We haven't grown in a while. And so then they're going to have a smaller income. Sometimes we give our work away. We don't charge. Sometimes we're too scared to make a shift. I've talked to a lot of clients who are in jobs that they don't like, that they hate, but they're scared to give up their health insurance to go out on their own or whatever else. So earnings. This is like more of an internal thing. Is you have to start to own your strengths, your talents, your own worthiness. You have to decide to give it your highest potential because if you want to tap into the earning pot, like if you want to ascend the full seven levels of money, very likely you're going to have to really be giving it your highest level. Now, there are people who are probably super good at saving that may be able to do it otherwise. But if you're earning to your highest capacity, you're going to have an easy time making money because you're in your own strengths. You're going to be able to do more work than other people are because it's going to be easy for you. Like if you're doing the things that come naturally to you, that's when you're, and you're happy to do it. That's when you're in the spot to really be able to give at the highest level that you personally can and receive at that highest level too. And so that is a whole lot of mindset work. Like that's, you're shifting how you see yourself. And you really are stepping into like your own fullness, your greatness, your worthiness, all of it. And so that's really what you do at level three. And then that comes with a practical of like learning to negotiate, learning to ask for what you want. There are a lot of like personal development things that are very practical, like learning to find your voice, learning to see your own strengths, learning to see strengths in others. And so once you start seeing those things, your earning capacity really goes up. And then it's easier to do the rest of, like, you have to have money to invest. Like, you have to have money set aside to be an investor. And when you're earning below your capacity, your desires are always going to be bigger, like, than what it is that you have. And so you're always going to feel a little squished. So when you're earning to your full capacity, it's much easier to save. It's much easier to be able to invest. It's much easier to do these other things because you're giving it your fullest, you're receiving it your fullest. And so then you have money that's, it's not extra money, but it's like you have the funds to be able to do these things. When you're earning below your capacity, it's very difficult to be able to have money to do these other things because there's a lot of money left on the table. And a lot of times too, especially women, like women earn a lot less money than men, like statistically. And some of that's because we don't know how to ask. We are strength blind. So we don't see all the really like the magic that we give to the world. So like when I'm working with clients around earnings, a lot of times we're breaking down good girl conditioning, the idea of over giving, the idea of like, you know, being quiet, being this good girl, you know, this is the sort of stuff that we work with clients in level three. Then level four is where accumulation happens. So this is the switch from surviving to thriving, right? So levels one, two, and three, you don't have to live like you're in survival mode the whole time, but that's like once you're accumulating money, once you're saving money to invest, this is really where the big shifts start to happen because you have to grow into that so that way you don't just self-sabotage and go right back down. Accumulation is basically like on an internal level, it's learning to be comfortable thriving. It's learning to step into prosperity. It's fleshing out other areas of your life. And so that way you're fully, because like wealth, the word wealth means well-being. Like when you really look like back at the language, to be wealthy is a state of well-being. And so well-being is health, wealth, relationships, your physical space, your adventures, how you feel in a lot of ways. So once you're saving money to be able to accumulate, to start to be an investor, to start to have money work for you, you know, that's for a lot of people, there's a lot of shifts that happen there because you're at this point very powerful in your creation. And so there's a lot of like owning it that needs to happen. And then on a practical level, it's going to be like, what types of accounts, what types of investments. This is where level five is actually where you start to learn the skills to become the kind of investor you want to be. So for example, if you want to do it in the stock market, you're going to generally want to know a thing or two. You're going to want to know how to read the S&P reports. You're going to want to know how to choose a stock. You're going to want to know how to interview your stockbroker if you're going to use one or if you're going to do it yourself. Same thing if you're going to do real estate. Like you got to know some stuff about real estate. You have to know, like if you're going to flip houses, you have to know how to use a hammer or how to contract things. You have to know what order stuff goes in because otherwise you're going to lose your shirt. So a lot of times we'll see people who make an investment, which is level six, before they've done the work of level five and they lose all their money. Because if you invest, but you don't know how to be an investor, if you don't know how to take care of your money in these investments, you're going to lose it because most investments require a skill set. So like in my business, like I've invested a lot to learn how to do the marketing that I do. I've invested a lot to hire staff to have, so I could have the support that I need to be able to bring the message to you. And that all requires a skill set. And I'll tell you, like I've done Facebook ads before we knew what we were doing. And you just throw your money into the Facebook wind. You know, it's the same thing. Like I have a good friend of mine who's a real estate investor because he got burned bad in the stock market because he was buying penny stocks with his 401k. Like none of it made any sense. He was doing something that he had no idea about. Then he lost all his money and then he blamed it on the stock market. Right. So this is levels 5 and 6. So level 5 is where you really learn the skill set. These are practical skills most of the time. And then there's always like a mindset component. You'll have to overcome fear, whatever else. And then in level 6, level 5, you're going to learn the things, you're going to invest the money. Level 6 is where you're going to learn to manage your investments. You're going to learn to see your money as kind of a business, depending on whatever you decide to do. But managing cash flow that you haven't earned, you're going to just be, so it's like level 2, but it's you're managing your assets instead of, so you're, you know, very likely, like I manage the assets for the whole business, the cash flow for the entire business. If I was to go into my stock portfolio, I'm going to be picking and choosing what stocks, when it's time to buy, when it's time to sell, if I'm going to hold, whatever else. And it's different depending on what like capacity you do these things in. Then level 7 is the level of financial independency. So this is when you have enough money working for you that you're free to do what you want. So you can continue to work if that feels good, or you can decide that you're not going to work anymore in the way that you've done it. And basically like your money makes enough money for you to live your life. So that's the level of financial independency. So when you're in independency, the power that you have is in the decision. So you're going to decide this isn't your life anymore. You're going to decide that you want to create the life of your dreams, and you're going to have a relationship with money that's going to allow for that to happen. And the practical on that level is going to be starting to rein in where you leak power, time, money, energy, emotional power. So that's a lot of internal work. Level 2 is the level of cash flow. So this is where you start to use your money. Like you're going to wield your money like a tool, like a sword. You wield it like it's yours. Like it's not a limiting factor. Can you imagine if you were talking to a chef and they're like, I can't chop that with this knife. You'd be like, what? You can't use your, I don't trust myself with my knives. You'd be like, you should not be a chef then. Like, can you imagine if a lumberjack said, I don't trust myself with my saw? Money is your ability to create. Money is the resources that you're going to be able to create with. Building a high level of mastery around using that tool is the difference between everything in your life going, not like everything in your life, but everything that you're creating in your financial life has to do with your ability to use your money like surgically. Like I want this thing, so I save this amount of money and I buy it in such and such a days. Like once you have that cash confidence, that financial like ability, it just creates so much other confidence in your life. Cause then you can decide, oh, I want to go on vacation. I'm going to make it happen. I don't know how to explain. Like it's just so much bigger than money. All right. So then level 3 is earnings. And so again, this is a very internal type thing. So it's owning your worthiness, it's owning your skill set, owning your talents, asking for what it is you want, learning to negotiate. If you're in a business, it's going to be putting together your offers, your packages, it's going to be learning how to sell. Like you have to break down whatever block money from coming into your life in level 3. Level 4 is the level of accumulation. So that's when you're putting your plans together, you know, like if you are baking cookies, like they're in the oven. This is the level where you're learning patience to wait for stuff, where you're learning to see opportunities a little bit more clearly. Level 5 is where we start to learn the skills for our investments, and we start to gain our own skill set around these things. So that way we can invest the money. We can make the money work for us. Level six is where you manage your cash flow. And level seven is the level of financial independence.